All right. Are you ready for take three?
I am ready, brother.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, hey, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun,
you know,
here.
What I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No. Actually, if you're listening,
I know we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Two Grumpy Elephants. This week's episode on Grump Day. Okay, I hated that shit. Don't stop it. It's fine, but I didn't like it. It's Grump Day, guys. We're fucking tired. We've worked all goddamn day. It's been hot. So we're going to try to work through this shit. Just know we're fucking tired. But it is Wednesday's Grump Day. We are 2GE. My name is Jason. Joining me, as always, is Jake. We're going to try to give you a pretty good show, okay? So, with that being said, I would like to clarify something from last week when I was saying about curing cancer for a lifetime compared to curing cancer for a day. I meant to say treating cancer for a lifetime makes a lot more money than curing cancer in a day, okay? That's what I meant. I didn't want to know confusion. I didn't know if anybody was upset about that comment, because that's what I meant. Okay. Pharmaceutical, big farm, they make a lot of damn money treating cancer. Okay. It's just like why we don't have water-powered cars now. Yeah, jetpack. Okay. That's why. So anyway, with that being said, I think we got a pretty good show lined up for you today. if you do like our episodes, hit the share button. I'm not going to go through all of it. We'll take care of that at the end of the show. But just share, you know, share our videos. Get that word out, guys. We're trying to grow something here. So if you like our episodes, please hit the share button and get that word out. So I want to let you all know what former Vice President Joe Biden thinks is the most.
Real quick, don't we want to start the show off with addressing some of the contestants of the drawing contest? We do from time to time.
Can I just say this about that? Mine got blown out of the water. Okay, completely blown out of the water. Mine looked like what it deserved to be on notebook paper. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a couple of come in, and we got two of them we're going to put on the stream or the show tonight. Really good, you know, pretty good detail. They put a story with it, a news story that happened. I thought that was great to incorporate that with it. So you'll see it come on the screen. One of them was from...
if we want to take a look at this one first.
Okay.
This one's from your brother.
Yeah, his name on Facebook is Jonathan Rye. That's R-I. If you don't know how to spell Jonathan, I mean
you're not American.
Take a class. I love... Now, he sent me another one updated, but I went with this one because this was the first submission. Okay?
Yeah.
I was being fair about it. He did color in a little bit more, but, dude, is that not awesome.
She looks like Skeletor with a gobble neck.
She and the way the hands are gripping the Constitution.
Yeah.
And, or the Bill of Rights. I mean,
that
was awesome, dude. But anyway, that was from one of my brothers. And he's, okay, first of all, he's just showing off, okay? It's the same sibling rivalry always. I mean, he's always been a great drawer. He's got that artistic blood in his veins and whatnot. But it was good, okay? And I mean, we're not giving out prizes or nothing. We're just fucking giving you a shout-out on the show. So, I mean, you don't be waiting by the mailbox or anything. It's just fucking a good, you know. Okay, so our next one came in through Facebook as well. Actually, no, it didn't. I'm sorry. It came through by text. And then one of our coworkers did this one. Daniel Blake, one of our coworkers, did a rendition of Nancy Pelosi at the hair salon. And I mean, he nailed it pretty good. He doesn't have the color like. All right, what you got? Yeah,
I enjoy the fact that she looks dead.
She looks very. I mean, she looks that in real life. I mean, she. I don't know how she has the strength to walk the way she all around that Capitol building. I don't know how she looks dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he did a great job. You know, he incorporated a new story within the drawing, and I like that. So shout out to John, shout out to Daniel. Very good drawings. Y'all made me look bad. Jake made me look bad anyway with his color tablet stuff. So we wanted to give y'all shout outs because you participated. If you would like to get shout outs, participate. Join the club. Mission, you submit it on Facebook, I'll get it. Or if you know me personally, you can send it through text, I will get it. If not, go grub yourself. Okay, so moving on. Let's get serious on this podcast. We've had some false starts, some disappointing launches.
Dude, at this point, every time it fucking lags, it's just an arrow in the heart.
Well, I mean, I'm not lagging, man. Emma, am I lagging on you?
A little bit, and the microphone's a little fuzzy. It's not the best of quality, and it's going to be it's going to be. If y'all could just fucking hang in there with us for this episode.
Well, I don't need you looking all despaired over there. I mean,
I feel despair. That's all I fucking feel right now.
I need you to, you know.
Look past y'all it. Y'all want the fucking grunt behind the sheets? You're getting it today. This is as grump as it gets. I'm fucking sick and tired of this shit.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah. He didn't hear me because the fucking internet is garbage. I can't say anything. I'm using my grandparents' internet.
Yeah, you got a low key on that one, bro.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get serious. We've had our jokes. We need to talk about a serious threat.
The chicane.
America's. No, I'm not going there yet. What you doing to me, brother? What you doing to me? What you doing? Your day's bad, so you want to fuck my day up too? No, I'm serious. It's fine. But we've got a serious problem on our hands, guys. And the military is taking action. According to Joe, former VP Biden. The biggest threat to American security is global warming. Yes. We need to shoot bullets at it. We need to take the tanks out. I don't know what we need to do, but they are as serious, okay? And the military needs to get involved. How? Might you ask? I don't fucking know. But according to Joe Biden in a sit-down with some joint chiefs, they briefed him on back when he was vice president with Obama. That, and this is a story he's telling them. You know, one of the biggest threats to American security is global warming. And he actually used the term, this is not a joke, when telling this story. And when I hear somebody say, okay, this is no joke, guys, I'm waiting for the fucking joke.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what my question is, what does the military do to stop global warming? What AR-15, what 50 cal sniper rifle can they use to stop the global warming?
Well, I don't think Joe Biden is necessarily insinuating we use guns.
He ain't giving no idea otherwise.
I couldn't imagine Joe Biden giving the idea that we use guns against something.
Well, it's almost like, have you seen some of the ads that the military's been putting out lately?
You know, I've seen a couple of them shits. I've seen a couple of those little cartoons they're doing. Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I'm not shitting on our U.S. military.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm shitting on the big wigs up there thinking they know what military is, okay? They don't. It's just a PR bullshit propaganda campaign.
Military is not 20-year-old white girls with anxiety on a cartoon. Lesbian exactly. White girls in a cartoon. That is not what the military is.
I will say this. I don't give a shit if you're straight, whatever. Whatever you do, if you're putting, let's get real and forget about the bullshit PC crap. If you're putting your life on the line for this country, you have my respect. I don't give a damn what you look like, how you talk, what you say. You putting your life on the line for my freedom, you automatically have my respect.
Yeah,
now, what you do after that can alter that respect. But if you're putting your life on the line for my freedom, you automatically have my respect. And I'll leave it at that. But the campaigns that are going on with the recruiting campaign, I don't know what direction they're trying to take, but it's almost comical when you compare it to some of the other countries' military's recruitment. I mean, it's like Rambo meets Pee Wee Herman. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But according to Joe Biden, that, you know, we don't need to worry about Russia. We don't need to worry about North Korea. We don't need to worry about nuclear fallout. Don't worry about what China's doing and Hunter Biden's doing. I mean, China's doing. Don't worry about none of that, guys, because what's really the problem is global warming. But, you know, I think we are all time travelers. And let me tell you why I say that, because according to Al Gore, we should have already been dead. Okay? When he first came out with this, we were never supposed to even see 2012, more or less 2020, and then 2021, that's gravy on it. We should not even be here. I don't know how many times a science fact can move the goalpost and still be credible.
Okay,
Let me say this. The minute you get me to start believing in global warming is the day these assholes stop buying oceanfront property. Okay? Stop buying oceanfront.
Oh, there it goes. There,
fuck it. Go fuck yourself. Okay? All right, what'd you want to say?
All right, we got about half of that. speaking of Hunter Biden, I need somebody to check on this. If you guys are listening to this at home, or if you guys are watching this on YouTube, check up on this, and we'll look into this after this episode. I'm pretty sure Hunter Biden said the N-word.
Oh, to his lawyer.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Well, evidently, you're able to text on an Apple laptop. I think it was an Apple, a Mac. All right. So I think you can text people from your laptop to their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this today, actually. And it was some some kind of text my N-word. Thanks. How much? You ain't charging me hood prices, are you? Or some crazy stuff like that. It was crazy. But I mean, I heard that on the radio this morning, and I was like, "Holy crap! How is that not a story?" But of course, you know, all that stuff gets swept under the rug. But you know what kills me is we'll not attack Hunter Biden, even though they got all the ammunition they will ever need. But let one of Trump's kids say something off the cuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's out for blood. What's going on, man? You looking a little down.
No, dude, it's just this. It's this episode, bruh. It's this episode. It's not a good episode.
I'd rather stop right now and put out some shit.
I'm just going to have to keep rolling.
This is bad. Is it bad?
We're just going to have to keep rolling. We're going to have to go grump ourselves on this one. We're just going to have to get the grump over it.
I'd rather stop, then. I'd rather stop. I'm not going to continue if it's bullshit. I mean, if we can't get it together and feel good about it, I'd rather not put it out, is what I'm saying. You know? I mean...
Yeah, well, I don't know what...
I mean, do you think it's storming somewhere and we're getting some bad fucking...
I don't know what's wrong, but we need time to fix it and figure it out. And we can't do that in, like, the next 15 minutes. So I say we just roll on. We need to put out the Wednesday episode. We need to do it for you assholes at home.
Trace,
what's up, man?
Oh,
what's up, man?
Okay. Like, we could call this our behind the scenes episode.
Yeah,
and we'll just label it.
I'll label it BTS.
BTS behind the scenes. We might get copyrighted for that. Who knows? But all right, so let's move on. We're having our problems. We're not really in it today. We're trying to give you what we can. But I'm going to move on with my next story. Okay. So Burger King's getting in the race. I don't know if you know what the race is. You guessed it. Chicken sandwiches. They're the next one to roll out the big chicken sandwich as if we gave a fuck. But anyway, so Burger King mocks Chick-fil-A in a tweet the other day about, and I'm going to read you the tweet. Okay. So. During Pride Month, even on Sundays, eyeballs to the left, eyeballs to the right, your chicken sandwich craving can do some good. For every chicken sandwich you purchase, a whopping 40 cents will go to a group called Human Rights Group. I mean... I thought that was for all humans, but evidently it's for the LGBTQ 1934s group. So they can, you know, support the Gay Pride Month and carry on the biggest pander we see every June. So the backlash was swift and harsh. And I would love to read some of these comments to you, but I won't.
Oh, no?
Well, I can.
I thought we were going to get some of these.
Okay. Oh, sure. I didn't know if we were even going there this time, but I would love to. So some of the comments are, let me go back. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so one of the comments was, let me get there, and I can't remember the last time I ate your salty, fatty food. But this guarantees I will never do again. 10 of your crap stores don't do the sales as one Chick-fil-A. Keep up the nonsense. How about making decent food and shutting your mouth? I'm like, fucking awesome.
Now,
all right, go ahead.
Real quick. So are these random people or is this like responses from Chick-fil-A?
It's random people.
Random people?
I got this off the blaze.
Oh, well, so the comments explain itself then. Because
yeah, okay, yeah.
I would like to think that the, you know...
The SWJs?
That's the best fucking word. That's better than what I would say. I think that they...
Social justice warriors. SJWs.
Yeah.
SJWs.
I would think that they would be, like, all fucking over this. Like, fucking... Burn down your fucking town. Burn down black-owned businesses. Sponsored by the Burger King Cha-King. Burn it down!
Yeah. Well, you know, Burger King's gotten in trouble before with some shit. And there was a couple of comments about something happens in Scotland where politicians were getting hit with milkshakes.
What?
So, what? And I don't know what this is about. I couldn't find it. But somebody commented on it, but I don't know if it's real. But... It shows that all the other fast food places were stopping. I think somebody said something about milkshakes.
Okay, so you were so talking about this.
That was the ammo. So that was the ammo for that protest. So was to go throw milkshakes.
You were talking about this earlier today, and I thought I misheard you. You said politicians. I thought you said Polish people earlier today. And I was like, I don't fucking get it. I don't get it.
It was some kind of protest, and I guess it was in Scotland. And so, evidently, everybody was pissed off about milkshakes. So they were buying milkshakes and going and throwing at politicians. So all the restaurants stopped doing milkshakes.
That sounds awesome.
Except old BK. They said, we will, what was it?
Have it your way, motherfucker.
It says, dear people of Scotland, We're selling milkshakes all weekend. Have fun. Yeah. And this guy great. As long as you're not tweeting about selling milkshakes after politicians were attacked with them by activists. McDonald's stopped selling milkshakes that day, but you egged on the fight. I know you deleted this after people started shaming you, but I got the screenshot. And I would be happy to show it to you. It's right there. You know, I mean... I don't know if you see it, but anyway, so, you know, here's what it is. Let's call it what it is. It's a fucking pander. That's all it is.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's all any of these little fucking stunts that these companies do.
Yeah. I'm so sick of it, dude. Let me change my logo. This month we're going to do rainbows, but the next month maybe China flag. I don't know what we're going to do, but it's going to be great. It's going to be so great, right? You know, fuck yourself. For sure. Here's what kills me. How we always get from the left. They're worshiping. They're in a cult. How many fucking times do the Democrat follower base get just so brainwashed? But we're in a cult. But they will go. They will flip-flop on policy now. Trump's policies weren't the problem. It was his tone. Because now Kamala Harris has said some of the same shit that Trump was saying about the border.
Well, okay. There's some things going on with that. All right.
Well, if you got it, go with it.
Look.
Motherfucker, I would love to hear you talk a little bit.
It was about time to hear me talk. I'm mid-wing.
Mid-winging it. He's winging it, guys. He's winging it.
This is our mid-wing episode.
Yeah.
I know shit was on CNN for 2 minutes until I found my whole fucking preparation for the podcast. I found two headlines that intrigued me, and I was like, man, I've got to go in on this. And one of the headlines was Kamala Harris... It has been a bad week for Kamala Harris, and it's only Wednesday, was what the headline read. And it was on CNN, and I was like, what? And
she's had a year, brother.
It says, the first 6 months of Kamala Harris's time as vice president have, generally speaking, gone according to her plan.
Not doing nothing? That's all you got from your VP Harris.
Well,
goddamn chuckle wagon.
It says here, that smooth ride ended this week thanks to a confluence of events, some within her control, others not. the White House made a big deal out of her. Okay, so Kamala Harris went to Central America. Okay.
Or was it Guatemala, right?
It just says here in this article, Central America.
Yeah.
And she, now this is the, now Trump was in president for 4 years. This is the first time I've heard of a politician doing that, doing what she did. She went to Central America and said, "Stop coming in."
Wow.
Stop.
What? How xenophobic is that?
Stop coming in here.
Wow.
Okay.
But it was my tone.
Now,
okay.
So Lester Holt from NBC. I don't know if you know Lester Holt.
I love. I know him. You remember the debate between Trump and Clinton? And he got up to shake Trump's hand, and he, Trump just went. He just bounced, and Lester Holt's like this. He's giving a shake his hand, and he gets this, and so Lester Holt does this number. Oh. You know, trying to play that shit off on national television.
Yeah.
But he got totally this. Trump was like, "Get the hell out of here. I ain't shaking your fucking hand." Trump said he didn't see it, but I know different.
I'm not a big fan of his as well, but
no, he's an idiot. He's an idiot.
He's an educated idiot. He went to give Harris an interview about all this.
20 minutes tops, right?
And the interview was about why she hasn't visited the southern border yet. And Harris said, "At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border, so this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border, we've been to the border."
77 days. She flew over the border. Maybe she's counting that. Maybe
now
she's
Lester,
the Taco Bell run. I don't know.
Lester Holt responded with, "You haven't been to the border."
Really? Wow.
She said, I haven't been to Europe. Harris replied to Holt with a laugh. And I mean, I don't understand the point you're making. And,
So he realized, oh shit, I'm giving Democrats backlash and this kind of backed off?
Well, whoever this guy who wrote the article was giving Democrats backlash, and this shit's on the front page of CNN.
Well, what the hell's about to happen, dude? Something big's about to come out.
Now,
Jesus Christ.
There is this other headline that I've got. There's this other headline I've got that reads, this was also on the front page of CNN. Quote, "Biden, no better at making deals than the former guy." What?
Wrote the book on making deals.
Well, not only that, but are you comparing
son of a gun? But go ahead.
Are you comparing Biden to your precious, your okay, precious
you,
Biden?
No, you gotta get you get you're there, but you're forgetting one thing. It's about that time that everybody starts questioning Biden's leadership, so we can start that transition into President Harris. There's been chatter. There's chatter. Okay. Well, we may be seeing that a little bit. She's going to distance herself a little bit from him. She's got to at some point. When he gets let loose, when they finally just say, "Let Joe be Joe," that's out. That he's saying the most wildest, craziest shit, and they're starting to call him out on it. You heard it here first, people. That's when the transition has started. Okay? He's unfit. He's belligerent. He's a threat to our allies and our, you know, our status in the world center. You know, when that starts happening, and guess where he's going? Guess where old Biden is at right now? At a G7 summit. And then guess where he's going next week? Have a talk with old Vladimir Putin. Okay? That shit's coming down the line.
He was just having talks with this Republican senator from West Virginia.
Yeah.
About some sort of infrastructure deal.
And it was like $1 trillion, something like that.
I don't know the details of the deal itself, but what I do know is the agreement fell out. And this dipshit writing the article over at CNN was basically saying, it fell through because Biden would never agree to a Republican tag because it's a Republican deal, which I don't think is what should have happened. He needs to get better at making deals, and he's meeting with a bipartisan group to make a deal, which I don't think is going to go that well for him.
And who's saying this?
Some dipshit over at CNN. I'll send you the link.
Okay, because this news here is triggering some flags for me. Okay, yeah. Big time.
I'll post my sources in the description down below.
It's one or two things. Biden's already on his way out. They're getting ready to start a transition campaign. Or two, something big is about to fucking drop, and they are getting ready.
Yeah.
They're setting their chess pieces out now so they can say they were on it before they had to be on it. Okay? So, watch out, America. Okay? Watch out. When you start seeing CNN calling out old bro Joe, ain't no telling what's about to come the fuck out.
No.
So, I'll keep that in mind. But, man, that's crazy.
That is very crazy. I thought that was crazy.
That's interesting. We need to... I want to follow up on that in a few days. Yeah. I want to follow up on that.
Now, I could have interpreted the article completely, the wrong way, but I don't think I did.
Okay, here's the thing. They would never put out an article that would give you an opportunity to twist it that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They would make sure you keep Danny Biden safe.
Yeah.
Okay? If nothing else, you don't attack a Democratic president. Okay? Well, something has changed now, okay? If you look at how they just absolutely ignored the Hunter Biden stuff, the laptop, the drug use, the prostitution, whatever, all that. Not a word. Even got big tech to suppress it, okay? And they never said a bad comment about Hunter Biden. But now you are comparing him to the evil one, according to the
one who shouldn't be named.
The one that can't be named in New York City ever again.
Ever again.
No building, no park, no park bench. No
Jinx, you owe me a bag of Coke.
Yeah, I got some Parmesan cheese if you want that. I heard that was close.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
But from, payback. Okay, so with that, all that being said, for them to now start doing that, a normal person that's involved and informed would start questioning, what's that about?
Yeah.
Why now?
Why now? Like I said, I spent 45 seconds on the front page of CNN, and those two headlines just shined to me.
So now you are in the last two stories you've given me. They have attacked Harris, questioning her job performance, and now they're questioning former Vice President Biden's leadership on the same day. Watch the fuck out, America. We about to get fucked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mama Pelosi.
We about to get fucked good times.
Mama Pelosi's gonna step in.
You don't do that shit unless you're CYA-ing.
Yeah.
Okay? That's some CYA right there. If you don't know what that is, go ask your grandma, go ask your grandpa, go ask a World War II veteran. They'll know what that means. Okay? That's called covering your ass.
Cover your grump.
That's what it looks like we see here. Okay, so That's interesting shit right there.
Yeah.
I came to the table with some fluffy stories, and you gave me depth. So, kudos.
Might not have turned out to have been a bad episode after all.
No, I think if you can do some editing where I was cussing you out, maybe.
Well, I knew in prep we were. I mean, you heard the way I was talking in prep. I was like, we might have a fucking episode on our hands.
Okay, yeah. You know, because this is almost like the Trump Pence story.
Yeah, yeah.
We're on this front line here with that, and I'm liking it because I can count on one thumb how many other stories like this came out before and prior to the or after the election.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one thumb. That's all I need right there. I don't know what it is, but we definitely need to keep an eye on this shit. Because either the Democrats have lost control of the media, or the media thinks they're bigger than the president. You know? Or they know something's about to come the fuck out. When you start seeing truth from the untruthful.
Yeah.
Either they know Jesus is about to come back and they're trying to say that get rid of them sins, you know, or is we got us another scandal coming or something. That's weird. That's weird shit.
Andrew Cuomo so precious to the Democrats that they have to start attacking the president just so we can forget about him?
Yeah. How many impeachment trials did Trump go through before this motherfucker even got a hearing?
Yeah.
Sexual harassment charges from 9 of the fucking people.
Let alone all the grandparents he killed.
Not to mention how many people he killed by sending them, COVID-infected patients into a nursing home. You know, when you get to a point that you need assisted living, okay, your family is entrusting those facilities to take care of your loved ones. And it may not be in a situation where you know, it's a selfish thing. You just are not capable of that kind of care. You know, you may be old yourself. You may have, medical issues yourself, and they need more care than you can provide. So you're entrusting the city facility to care for your loved one. And this happens? I don't know how there's not being blood spilled in the street over this shit.
I mean, I don't want to spend too much time talking about it. You know, everyone knows. Everyone knows. It's been out for so long. It's the Hunter Biden laptop shit. People know.
But he should be in prison for that.
Yeah. Yeah, he should.
Not lose his job. Not get impeached.
He should
be in prison.
Yeah. Agreed.
And if it was my grandparents or my loved ones in that nursing home, that's what I would want to see.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to see him get kicked out of the fucking governor's mansion, too, on a nice rainy day. You know? So, grumps for Trump.
Traces.
2024. I'm calling it now. He's running. I feel like he's going to run.
I thought we were about to be like, later. I thought we were about to end it right there. That sounded like such a good ending.
I want to give you more. That way, if you want to chop off the front of this video and splice it in, then you have enough material to do that once you get calmed down. But no, you made the comment, or was it you or somebody told me in Florida?
Wait, you just ironically skipped right then and there.
FBI, go fuck yourself. Okay, you made a comment to me that you had heard something about him maybe running for a representative of Florida.
Well, I heard that on a podcast earlier today. And actually, okay. I don't think I told you that. I heard that on a podcast today, but I don't think I told you that.
Okay, so I heard it from somebody, and you have heard it.
That could be all hot dogs at the plant.
Yeah, it could be a hot dog story there. I'm trying to be a good host, Jake. You're making it hard for me today,
dude. It's a different kind of day, man. It's a with everything that's going on.
This whole podcast, you're either gonna love it or you're gonna fucking hate it. You know, it's like relish.
If this is the first episode, well, let me take that back. If this is the first episode you're listening, you haven't made it this far. But I will say, if this isn't the first episode you're listening of Two Grumpy Elephants, thanks for sticking around. We really appreciate it. You know, we're having a little speed bump.
Things happen, dude. We're not getting paid at all to do this shit. But we want to make this into something.
In fact, in the opposite, we're paying to do this.
That's right. It's costing us money.
Yeah.
You don't get shit like this for free, okay?
Yeah.
You don't get shit like that for free. All right, my notebook there. I won't say the name. We might get kicked off the air. I don't know. But, you know, we are going to have those episodes where if you could just laugh it off. And
come on, guys. You know, come on, guys.
I mean, come on, guys.
Come on.
Ron DeSantis tells the NCAA where they can shove their threats after passing the law with all female sports.
You talked about this last episode.
Yeah, but evidently he said something, told them to go stick their threats where the sun don't shine.
Really?
Something like that.
What a fucking badass, dude.
I just wanted to bring it up. Anytime I can bring up Ron DeSantis,
it's a good episode. Anytime Ron DeSantis. I don't think we've gone one episode without bringing that motherfucker up. What a badass fucking.
But also, I got another story about a Virginia school board meeting explodes. Now, you might want to look this up if you're at home. Look up Virginia school board meeting explodes as members face backlash for suspension of Tanner Cross. Tanner Cross was suspended after a speech criticizing school's proposed policy surrounding gender and critical race theory.
You know what? Your microphone sounds a lot better when you're aimed at the other. Can you move your microphone away from you just a little bit?
You do. How's that? Does that sound better?
No, I think it was the angle. I think it's...
Like, I'm talking like this. I mean, I'm looking. Okay, so just hear me out. Yeah. A teacher named Jeremy Wright says he's leaving a copy of the First Amendment on the podium after criticizing the decision to suspend Tanner Cross. Tanner Cross gave some speech criticizing the school's policies on gender and implementing critical race
theory. I heard about
this. Okay, so... What was badass about it? The only reason why I'm bringing it up is because I thought this was a badass move. So this guy comes in there, and they're having the board meeting to determine whether they do an investigation on this Tanner, this Jeremy Wright guy, the teacher that got suspended. This Tanner Cross guy. So the teacher named Jeremy Wright, goes and leaves a copy of the First Amendment on the podium. Now, just picture this while I'm telling you. He slams down a copy of the First Amendment and a whole pack of paper and some pencils that said, I hope you learn something. Your first assignment is to learn something about the First Amendment. And bounces out of there. I mean, if that's not a mic drop, I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck,
that was badass. That was grump worthy. I wanted to bring it up.
Fuck yeah.
That's all I fucking got.
Yeah.
I feel like we gave you more than you deserve. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What the fuck?
Y'all get what we can give you, and y'all deserve more. If we fucking sucked on this episode, hey, tell us in the comments, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit us up in the comments and tell us how bad we were.
And we'll be back. We'll be back on Saturday, on Sunday with fucking hopefully everything normal.
Well, you know, it's this time of year, brother. You got storms in all around you. We're going to have a thunderstorm. Signals will be crossing, you know. You usually do fix that. Has not worked. It's frustrating. I hope y'all can understand that. You know, maybe I think most of this show is good.
Yeah.
You know, It's just that first part where we were lagging a little bit. If you can get past that, I think you'll enjoy this show. I think you should.
Well, and also, if you notice, this is the episode that I haven't hit my vape on. And it's the same episode that...
Yeah.
It's the same episode where everything's going fucking haywire right now. I don't...
Should have hit the bong, Jake. I never told you to stop. You know, I got my fan now. You said my fan wasn't the problem. So I've kept my fan on. Almost great show, man. Almost a great show. We are on YouTube. We will be posting this on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. You can catch us at twogrumpyelephants@gmail.com. Fuck you, be above my head. I want to give a shout out to my brother. Happy birthday, June 9th. My younger brother's birthday today.
Traces. Traces out to him.
Shout out to Trace. I don't recommend old pizza. Had some pizza today, sucked. Don't recommend that.
No.
Old pizza slice was not good.
No,
old pizza slice was not good. No. So, enjoy the rest of your week, guys. Please hit the like and share. Sorry if this sucked. We'll do our best.
Shout out to the guys who sent in the pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the participation. We'll have another one. We may do that every now and then, but it's not going to be.
John and Daniel.
It's when we want to do it, okay? Yeah. We'll announce it. It's not going to be a scheduled thing.
I mean, we play games from here and there. You know, if you listen to every episode, you'll fucking find out.
You'll get the picture.
You'll get it. Chill the fuck out.
You'll get it.
Fuck.
You don't like it? You don't like it?
I can't keep a straight face. I try every time.
You like this show? You will love this show. Regardless of the technical difficulties that you may have encountered.
Hodge Twins would not call this a damn good show.
I think they would. Have you heard some of their shows, dude? What they do, it's like 3 minutes of them laughing.
All right, I gotta stop recording because we got to talk about the Hodge Twins that came out today. All right,
I ain't heard it
later.
Yet.
Later.
All right, later.